And finally, it's our gene of the month, and this time it's spaghetti, a fruit fly gene that may be the missing link between the body clock and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. The spaghetti gene helps to control another gene known as double time, which is involved in controlling the length of a fly's daily circadian rhythm, or body clock. If spaghetti is missing, levels of double time fall and the fly's natural daily cycle becomes longer. Intriguingly, this also leads to the breakdown of a molecule called tau, which is associated with neurodegeneration and brain problems similar to dementia in humans. Although there's a lot more work to be done to understand the complex clockwork of how circadian rhythms might be linked to dementia, spaghetti provides an important clue to help untangle the problem. That's all for now. I'll be back next month exploring the mysterious and fascinating world of epigenetics as I report back from the recent Wellcome Trust Waddington Symposium, Epigenetics in Dialogue with the Genome. If you've got any questions or feedback, you can email me, genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or tweet me, @NakedGenetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and it's online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.